And on the line now, I should have Louise O'Farrell from Cricket for Cancer. Good afternoon, Louise.
Hi, John. Good afternoon to you.
Okay. Just tell us about a little bit about Cricket for Cancer. It's a new one on me.
Okay. This is our third year actually doing it. And it came about 3 years ago after we lost our dad to pancreatic cancer. And we wanted to find some way of trying to say thank you to the hosts there in St. Francis in Raheny, where he passed away, because obviously it's all done on a voluntary basis. And then we heard, you know, about the hospice being set up there in Blanchardstown, and we just feel very strongly that every person with a life-limiting illness should be afforded the care that our dad was. We were very lucky to get him in there. So we came up with the notion that he had been formerly in Dublin Fire Brigade, and he had been a bit of an old cricket fan. And Dublin Fire Brigade recently formed their own cricket team. So we thought maybe it'd be a great idea if we were to sponsor a trophy in his name for the Dublin Fire Brigade cricket team, and host an event, and then maybe try to raise a few bob out of it every year. So this is our third year doing it, and every year we play the Gardaí. So it's happening again this Saturday on the 6th of July down at the Civil Service Phoenix, in the Phoenix Park at the cricket grounds. They've been tremendous to us for the last 3 years, giving us their grounds and helping us out. So on the day, we'll have obviously the Fire Brigade battling it out with the other boys for Blue the Gardaí for the trophy. And on the day, we will have face painters, balloon modellers. We'll have a visit from some of our nice slippery, slimy friends, some snakes and some spiders, and we'll have a visit from Dublin Fire Brigade fire engine, and hopefully from the Garda Mounted Unit as well. So it promises to be a great day out, and every penny we make goes directly to the hospice there in Blanchardstown, which is our chosen charity.
Okay, and then there's a barbecue. Oh, I hope the weather.
We're having a barbecue. Yeah. Well, it looks like it's going to be on our side again. So we're kicking off now from 1 o'clock on Saturday. So everybody's absolutely welcome to come along and come down. It's the kind of day where people can kind of come and go all day. The civil service grounds will be open completely. And we just hope that we get a good turnout. We've been really lucky for the last couple of years. We've managed to raise close to €4,000 every time we've hosted our event. So we're hoping we might just nail it this year and raise the 4,000, because people have just been absolutely amazing to us. And local businesses in the area are just, you know, incredible with their support for us every year, because we couldn't do it without all their help, you know, and then sponsoring some of the amazing prizes that we have. And if people would like to have a look at some of our list of prizes, if they want to go to our Facebook page, which is the Frank O'Farrell's Cricket for Cancer, the Frank O'Farrell Memorial Cup, or we're on Twitter at Cricket4Cancer. You can follow us there and find links to all the information. So we'd love to see everybody come along, and everybody is welcome. So hopefully there'll be something there for everybody on the day. And as you said, we have a barbecue, which will be starting from about 3 o'clock in the afternoon to probably around 6 in the evening.
Okay, and there's tickets on sale on the day, €10 for
there
adult
is.
And 5 per child.
The €10 for the adults, that entitles you to, obviously, the barbecue. You'll have either a drink of your choice or two soft drinks, and a raffle ticket then to a separate raffle that we'll be having on the day, and we have some absolutely amazing prizes. And then they'll just, if you don't want to do that, we'll just have our regular raffle tickets on sale as well too.
Okay, it sounds like a great day out. And you said it was a great, we just mentioned, this is the Frank O'Farrell Memorial Cup.
Yeah.
And you said it was great success last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were very lucky again. We probably got one of the best days of the year weather-wise. And we reckon all told we had about 200 to 300 people came in and out during the course of the day. And we raised close to €4,000 on the day, which was just tremendous. So considering how tight things are for people these days money-wise, it's just been absolutely, we've been blown away every single year. People just coming on board, offering their services. We've had a new company, if you wouldn't mind me just giving them a quick plug, called Imagine Events. And they do balloon modelling and face painting. And they have very kindly offered us their services for 2 to 3 hours on the day. So all the kids that come down between 2 and 2:30 and 5:30 can have their faces painted. And as I said, they'll be doing the balloon modelling then as well for them. So it's organisations like that who have come on board and offered us their time have really gone an awful long way to helping us, you know, make more money for St. Francis Hospice, because, as you know, it's such a worthy cause, and we really feel that Everybody should be afforded the facilities of St. Francis Hospitals, and it breaks our heart to see the one down in Blanchardstown isn't open on a 24-hour, 367 care basis, because they're just a phenomenal service and they're just the most amazing people. I can't praise them enough. And I just think that the people of Dublin 15 and surrounding areas, we deserve to have that facility up and running on a 24-hour basis, because it takes the strain off of families. They're just, their care and support, you know, whether you're the person who's affected directly by the illness or whether you're family or friends, their support is just amazing. I can't personally thank them enough, but this is our way of just trying to say thank you.
Okay,
give something back.
It is. It's a fantastic cause, and we. Mm-hmm. I think everybody knows how dedicated the staff of hospices are.
Yeah,
and it is great. Cause do you just want to give out the details again?
Yeah,
the venue, the date.
The venue is the Civil Service Cricket's grounds down at the Phoenix Park. The entrance is just opposite Dublin Zoo, just off Chesterfield Avenue. We have a start time of 1 p.m. It's a game of cricket between Dublin Fire Brigade and the Gardaí. Now, you don't have to be a cricket expert to come down and enjoy it. There will be plenty of people there to give you, you know, an idea of the basic rules of the games. It'll be Taverner's rules. And we'll have a couple of little information leaflets, I'm sure, on the day, just to give people, you know, an idea of what's actually going on the pitch. But we will have other things going on there for the kids. We'll have Dublin Fire Brigade coming along. We'll have the Mounted Guarding Unit. So we'll have face painters, balloon modellers. We have the barbecue. We have some goodies for the kids. So there's a few sweets on top and a bit of popcorn and, you know, yourself. And all around, it should be a great day. And every penny that we make goes directly to St. Francis Hospice there in Blanchardstown. And the tickets will be on sale there on the day. Or if you can't make it, go to our links. If you follow Twitter at Cricket4Cancer, it's the number 4, or you can go to Cricket for Cancer, the Francophile Memorial Cup on Facebook, and you'll find a link to our charity page there. And if you'd like to make a donation, it goes directly to St. Francis Hospice.
Okay, and we'll urge all our listeners to get involved there, because it is a fantastic cause. Listen, Louise, we're nearing the end of the show. Thank you very much for coming on this afternoon and talking to us, and as I keep saying, it's a great cause, and I wish you all the success.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you very much for affording us the time to talk to you today and let your listeners know about what's going on Saturday.
Okay, no problem. And
thank you
sure
very much.
We'll talk again. Thank you, Louise. Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye.